Our second scripture text this morning comes from the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. I invite you to join me there if you wish, Isaiah chapter 43. Will you hear now God's word? But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. And now continuing in verse 18. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength and our salvation. Amen. Today is Baptism of Our Lord Sunday. The text that we heard at the beginning of worship was the story of Jesus' own baptism. It's quite a dramatic story. The heavens are torn apart. The Spirit descends in the form of a dove, and a voice from heaven comes and says, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased." Heavens tearing apart, doves flying through the air, and voices rumbling around, all present at Jesus' baptism. A moment where Jesus in his full humanity came in order to give himself to God and to be baptized by John. And he comes, and as he does, God, in God's amazing way, reminds Jesus, and in turn reminds each of us, that baptism is all about God. It's all about God. The heavens tearing open, the Holy Spirit coming in the form of a dove, and the voice that comes from heaven, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased." Baptism is all about God. Here in the United Methodist Church, we believe in prevenient grace. We call it prevenient grace, the grace that goes before, the grace that reaches out to us, and the grace that creates us from the moment of conception inside of our mother's womb, the grace that forever is reaching out and drawing us into relationship with God, the grace that says, "You are my son. You are my daughter, you're beloved, and I am well pleased." So in the United Methodist Church, when we celebrate the sacrament of baptism, one's age, one's ability to proclaim something isn't what is important. What is important is that God is offering God's amazing grace, and God is showering down God's amazing love upon the person being baptized. The primary actor, if you will, in baptism is not the person being baptized. The primary actor in baptism is God. We see that in Jesus' own baptism. God was the one doing the work. God was the one calling and tearing forth the heavens and sending the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. And God was the one calling out, "You are my son, the beloved. In you I am well pleased." So in the United Methodist Church, we believe that baptism is about what God offers to us. We are the recipients. We are the ones that hear that voice. You are my child. You are my son. You are my daughter. You belong to me. Isaiah 43 is a beautiful articulation of this God. Of this God that claims us as God's own child. Two times we hear in the verses that I read to you the words, "Do not fear." Do not fear. Do not be afraid of this life. Do not tremble and shake and make yourself sick when life is challenging, because I am with you. You are mine, says God. You belong to me. In fact, in Isaiah 43, we read that God even calls us by our very names. God calls us son, and God calls us daughter, and God knows the intimate parts of who we are. God says, "You are mine. You belong to me." God is the primary actor in our lives. Life then isn't about us. Life is about God and what God offers and showers down upon us, and what God blesses us with, and what God gives us the ability to do. God is the primary actor in our lives, in our church, in our community, in our world. Throughout Holy Scripture, we read of this intimate relationship that we have with God. We read in the book of Psalms how God knit us together in our mother's womb. What a beautiful image. A few days before Allison Eisenhower births into this world a new son, God is knitting that child together in his mother's womb. God is actively present in the baby's life before that baby even cries out. Matthew chapter 10 says that even the hairs on your head are counted. God has such an intimate relationship with you. You are so precious and valued by God that God knows the number of hairs on your head. Deuteronomy 32 says that we are the apple of God's eye. The apple of God's eye, the precious, prized, beloved child that God has created us to be. In Isaiah 43, we read three words: you are precious, you are honored, and you are beloved. Precious, honored, and loved. Friends, that's what God says to each of us. God says, "You are my son, you are my daughter, you are precious, you are honored. I gave my son's life for you, and you are loved. You are loved beyond your imagination." If this is what God says about us, perhaps perhaps as we lean into what God offers to us, our preciousness, our honoredness, our belovedness, perhaps we can lean a little deeper into that and allow God's love to be a more deeper reality in our lives in this new year. God is constantly at work in our lives and in our world and our community. Isaiah 43 says, "See, I'm about to do a new thing. The former, it's passed away. I'm about to do a new thing." We have the opportunity to believe that. To believe that what is in the past is in the past. And God is about to do a new thing in front of us. If we live into the baptismal promises that we belong to God, that we are God's child, that we are God's son, that we are God's daughter, and that whatever God says about us matters more to us than what any other person or any other situation can say to us, then we can ground ourselves so deep into God's love that a brand new thing will blossom in our midst. I invite us to embrace the life that God offers to us. This morning, we remembered our baptisms. We remembered that God claimed us as God's child. It's one of my favorite moments in our Christian liturgical year to look into your eyes and to take a little bit of water and remind you that you are God's child. Your spouse, your boss, your parents, your coworkers, your friends, they're going to say a lot of other things about you. But God says, "You are mine, you are precious, you are honored, and you are loved." Friends, ground yourself in that message so that you can let God's love grow out of you and a new thing can blossom all around us. When I think of baptism, I think of my own life. I don't remember my baptism. I was 4 months old. My parents took me to Broad Street United Methodist Church in Statesville, and Reverend Donald Haynes took a little bit of water and put it on my head and baptized me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Kevin and I took our girls. We took Ella and Maddie to Aldersgate, and Shelby and Jeff Patterson put a little bit of water on their heads and baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we took Kate to First Methodist here in Gastonia, and my cousin Ben came and put a little bit of water in her head and baptized her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. None of us remember the moment of our baptism. Kevin, on the other hand, remembers the cold, chilly creek in the mountains of western North Carolina when he went down into that river to pray. And he was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter how. The amount of water is insignificant because God is doing God's work. I don't know if you've seen the YouTube video of the child, the probably teenage child, who's headed towards the baptismal font. Probably not this kind of baptismal font, but a little bit larger one. And the pastor's waiting for the teenager to enter into the water. And the teenager comes cannonball style into that baptismal font. The water splashes out everywhere. And in that moment, God said, you are my beloved child. You belong to me. I remember taking the sacrament of baptism to the bedside of somebody who was ready to pass from this side of eternity to the next. And they never had the opportunity to be baptized. And it was one of their last hopes and dreams for life. And so there we took just a little tiny cup of water and placed it on the beloved child of God's forehead. And in that moment, God said, "You belong to me. In fact, you've always belonged to me. I knit you together in your mother's womb. You are precious. You are honored. And you are loved." As we come this morning to celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion, may that little bit of bread and that little bit of juice help us to live deeper into our relationship with Christ, that we might allow God, to do God's work in our lives, in our homes, in our communities, and around our world. As you come this morning for communion, you receive a scripture. I hope you'll take this scripture and tuck it away somewhere. Maybe you'll fold it up and put it inside of your wallet. Maybe you'll tape it onto your mirror. Maybe you'll tape it onto your computer screen. Maybe you'll put it on your dash of your car. But somewhere so that you will remember throughout 2018 that you belong to God and that God is at work in your life. I look forward to all the ways that God works in our lives and hearing your stories throughout this new year of how God is working in you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.